Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Marazi Sheyichil, Sus Moshe Meshner, Isa Moshe Mordechai. We are in the Rambam, Hilchos Chovel Umazik, Perikim Alach Zayin, Linish Meser Aramin Yaakov Shachna, Yaakov Shlomo Dov Ber, and Reb Levi Ben Reb Shmuel. And the Rambam writes, "Afalpi she'amavayish she'ara am b'dvarim patur min ha'tashlum min avin gadol." Even though, if one embarrasses the rest of the people, in other words, one embarrasses many people among the Jewish people with words. Until now, the Rambam was talking about biush b'maisim. Now he's talking about biush b'dvarim. Even though he's mavayish with words, patur min ha'tashlum, he doesn't have to pay. Even though he doesn't have to pay. Avon gadol, it's still a big sin. It doesn't have to pay, but it's a big sin. Veinu mecharif megadif l'am, umevayishen elo rosh ha'shoite. And the only person who is mecharif megadif, who blasphemes, who scorns the nation and embarrasses them, is a foolish, evil person. And the rabbis tell us, the first wise men tell us, that anybody who embarrasses the face, literally, of it, of a kosher person among the Jewish people in public, loses his portion in the world to come. The words of the Rambam require Ion, and we're basing ourselves, as always, in our Rambam Shir, almost always, on the Torah of Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Rav David Zatzal. Sherei Rambam ad hashta loimairi klal beisurei choivel. The Rambam is not talking now about the Isser. There's an Isser and there's a Chiyuv, there's an obligation to pay. Until now, the Rambam wasn't talking about the Surim of Chovel. He writes them later on in Parakeh. This is 3:7. He only writes them at the beginning of Parakeh. Here, the Rambam in this Parak is talking about the Chiyuvim of Chovel. And the Isser of Boishes, the Rambam doesn't Bechlal mention in Hilchos Chovel Umazik. The Rambam talks about it in the 6th Parak of Hilchos Deis in the 8th Halacha. So my time dafka pitom now linyan bisho bitvorim Rama maskir et isur. Till now the Rambam is not talking about Isser. Bechlal, the Isser boshes the Rambam talks about in Hochazdeya 6:8. And all of a sudden the Rambam sticks here, unexpectedly, surprisingly, the inyan of bisho bitvorim, the Isser of bisho bitvorim, that it's an oven godol. And he's a rosh ha'shoite. And he loses his chelik in Olam Haba. So why dafka linyan biyisho b'dvorim did the Rambam mention the Isser? When that's been not been the topic until now. That's question number one. Question number two, tzarich bi'ur, mashkotev ka'an Rambam, dimecharef, eno elo rosho v'shoite. Rambam kotev, shemisha mecharef. Et harabim, Chariv u'magadif l'om, he's a rosha and a shoyte. Dema inyan shoyte shekosev haramba. Lama Rama katab et ha'inyan shel shoyte. Ma ze kashur shu shoyte. Why did the Rambam find it necessary to tell us that he's a fool? And if it's because whenever you do an aver, you're a fool, because ein adam over avero, elim kein nichnes aboy, ruach shtus, like we see in Sota 3a, Ein ze miyuchad la'averu zu dafka, lo pirto haramba mishar averus, umayishna shepireit kan. So, this is not unique for this avera. All averus are like that. So why does the Rambam dafka tell us, you're right, ein adam oiver avelin kein nichas aboroch shtus, you only sin if a spirit of foolishness enters you. But that applies to all averus, not only this averus, it's all averus. So why does the Rambam put it in over here? The Rambam doesn't write this elsewhere. Why does the Rambam tell us over here? Umayishna shapiret kan, ubefrat. In the Ikaradim, the Rambam talks about this in Deis 6:8. The Rambam doesn't say it; only it says it over here. See also in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shinam et Ches v'Yish La'arich. Now the Rambam, so that's our second question. If we want to know why the Rambam suddenly talks about Surei Chov al Dafka B'dvorim, and why the Rambam throws in that he's a Sheite. In the Torah Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Chof, Shulchan Aruch, there it's Yiflam Etes, they write a Lashon of Sheite Rosho V'gas Riach. As a Rambam, as Lama Piton Po Sheite, Zazo Asheila Shnia. Rambam Beperek Vav Melchot Deot Halacha Chet Kotev Kach. That's the what we mentioned earlier. Hamochich es chaver otchil lo idaber lo koshus ad sheach limenu shenemar b'lo sisa lo fchit. Kachar mucham yochol ata mechicha upon of mishtanus tam lo b'lo sisa. Vikan asa lo hodem shasa lo dem hachlem es Yisrael b'kol shkin b'rahim. Afo pi, shemachlem es chaver an aloika lo bovin godlo kachar mucham ma'apni chaver b'rahim. En lo chelek לאלם הבל פיקח צורח אדם ליזויר שלו לוייש חברוי ברבים בין קוטו בין גודו ולא יקרו בשם שובוש ממנו ויסף אלו פנף דובר שובוש ממנו במה דבר אמור בן שלו לחבר בן ובן שבו דברי שמיים לא חזו בו בסי צמחלים נוסע ברם ופרס מחת ומחרף נוסע בפן ובאז מקל נוסע עד שיחסו אל מוטב כמו שעשו כל הנביאים בישראל. The Rambam says that if a person rebukes his friend, first he shouldn't speak to him in a sharp way, in a harsh way, until he embarrasses him, because it says don't bear sin for him. In other words, don't be sinful in the way you rebuke him. So the Chachamim say that you might think that you should rebuke him until his face changes colors. No, don't bear sin for him. So you see that a person is not allowed to embarrass a person, be yachid, and certainly not berab him. And even though if a person embarrasses his friend, he doesn't get malchus, but it's a great sin. And the rabbis tell us that if you embarrass your friend in public, you lose your chelik in olam, and therefore a person has to be careful not to be mevayish Chaveroi Barabim, whether he's a cotton, whether he's a gadol, and he shouldn't call him a name that he's embarrassed of, and he shouldn't tell him something that he's embarrassed of. So when is this talking about Benon LaChavero? This is all matters when the guy does wrong, and matters Benon LaChavero. But B'divrei Shamayim, Im Lo Chozer Boi B'Seiser Machlim Anosei Barabim. If he doesn't do tshuva in private, then you embarrass him in public, and you publicize his sin, and you blaspheme him, you scorn him, and you disgrace him, and you curse him until he returns to the proper way, like all the Nevi'im b'Yisrael did. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel Rambam, mevo'ar midivrei Rambam, shehaloisisei al biush hu mikra delo v'lo sisa. The loisisei, not to be mevayish your friend, is don't bear sin. Rebuke a friend, but don't bear sin because of him. And this is on every biush. Whenever there's a biush, whenever there's an embarrassment. So the word is that one is over and lo sisa lav chet. And that's always. And then l'inyan olam haba, the Rambam says that is if one embarrasses his friend, it's mal pnei chaver b'rabim. Mal pnei chaver b'rabim ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Mal pnei chaver b'rabim ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Not b'yachid. And see the Rambam and say for mitzvahs l'sish and gimel smag l'sivav chinuch mitzvahs mem that the lav is b'chol mevayish. So you mevayish your friend, you're over in l'sisa, and only in chelik l'olam haba it's ma'al pnei chaver b'rabim. But in the sefer dina dechaye and the smag, he brings what Rashi says al ha'tayra v'yikra 19:17 v'lo sisa lav chet v'lo salbin ponov b'rabim. Oh. So you see that the lav is only berabim, and so in erchin, and what the Gemara says, yachal pinam panav mishtanim tam alom v'lo yisilav chet. Rashi there says panav mishtanis shiyochichenu berabim lahalbim panav. So you see it's only berabim. So you see here the Rambam holds that it's even biyachad v'lo yisilav chet, and Rashi holds that it's dafka berabim. But we have to know minolon kein. How does Rashi know this? The Gemara, the Torah's koyhanim, it only says panav mishtanis. How does Rashi know that it's only talking about rabim? What does a person's face not change color when it's biyush shaloi berabim? Zou je het gefrek die dienen te gaan? Zorgim. אז אנחנו צריכים להבין פה את הרמב״ם, צריכים להבין את המחלוקת בין רש"י לרמב״ם, צריך להבין את שיטת רש"י, למה הוא כותב שזה דווקא ברבים, ובעיקר דברי הרמב״ם כאן כבר תומא הלחם משנה. זה ממה שכוסף המריחיח אס חברו התחילו, משמע שאין איסור להחלימו אלא בתחילה, אבל כשהכיחו ולא קיבל שורי. So from the fact that it says Hamarchich is chaveroi tchila at the beginning, so the Isser HaChlam is only betchila. But when you were Marchich him, and he wasn't makabel, then it's permitted. Mashma, the Ayri al Chet Shemenem lachaveroi. And it's mashma here, we're talking about a sin between man and man, because at the end the Rambam writes, "Bamed varam mun varam shen lachaveroi." Abal b'nan lamakom, you can bear it. It's mashma, until now we're talking about b'nan lachaveroi. And if so, we see, shekam chet b'nan lachaveroi, sharik shloi kibel. You see that when he wasn't makabel and a chet shem b'nan lachaveroi, you're allowed to embarrass him if he wasn't makabel. And from what he says at the end, shebedivrei shemaim, what does it say? Wow. Mutter lachlimoi, hare mevoar shu rak beloi kibe. Abo betchila gam bedibri shemaim ose lachlimo. Im ken mao chilik shmenem lachaverim la mokoim. Shkos varambam. Wow, we have such a star kash in the Rambam over here. The Rambam at the beginning says, listen, you're only not allowed to embarrass him at the beginning. Mashma later on, if he doesn't listen, you are allowed to embarrass him. The Rambam says, that's ben lachaver. Ben lamokoim. The Rambam says, that if he didn't change, if he doesn't do tshuva, then you're allowed to embarrass him to rabbi. So kumtois, that beinam lechaver, man lamakom, both sins, it's the same vort. The beginning, you're not allowed to embarrass him. And later on, if he's not chozerbo, then you are. So what's the difference between man lechaver, rabbi makes a chiluk, beinam lechaver, man lamakom, comes back when around, there is no chiluk. So what's the nafkamina? So lecha mishnah blabs you with the tzarechion, ayin sham, ayin mashakos abdina dechayit. עכשיו, מה שכסף שם רשי, מה שכסף שם הרמב״ם, ולהיקרו לו בשם, שהוא בוש ממנו, כסף וכסף משנה, שמקורוי, מה המקור של הרמב״ם, not to call him a name that he's embarrassed from, כי זה מי שכתב שמקורו, מבבב מציאה, בתפנון ח' עמוד ב'. עין שם, כל היורדים לגהנם, אוילם. Anybody who goes down to גהנם, goes up. Except, for three. They go down and they don't go up. And here they are. One has beer with an Eishes Ish Rachmana Litzlan. One is Ma'al Pnei Chaver Barabim Rachmana Litzlan. And if one is Machana Shem Lechaver Rachmana Litzlan. Frek the Gemara Machana Hainu Malbim. The same vort. What's in this Machana Shem Lechaver Ma'al Pnei Chaver Barabim. It's the same idea of embarrassing. And that's Gemara. Abgav Dosh Bebe Shem is used to his name. Rashi says, For who go bakach she Machana Moise Kach, Cain? Vein pun of mislabnois. Mikomakom zela hechich lachlimo in a scabbing. In other words, he's right, he's used to it. He's used to it that they call him by this name. And his face doesn't get embarrassed. But your kavan is lachlimo. So it's dafka if your kavan is lachlimo, call stam a nickname. You know, in Europe, in all the yeshivas. They used to call him by their names of their towns. They had nicknames. Rav Yehuda Gershuni was Rav Yitl Grodner. He was from Grodner. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is Rav Chaim Stuchiner. Because he was from Stuchin. So, how do they call him by nicknames? The answer is they weren't embarrassed. But the word is that if one calls by a nickname and it's Lachlimo Niskavin, he loses his Olam Haba. עד כאן מדברי הגמורה ובו ומציע בדף נון חס, עמוד בייס, ובכסף משנה בפרק ג' מלכות תשובה הביאוי, ובייר כוונת רשי, שאומנם אינו מתבייש, אבל כיוון שהוא נתכוון לבייש, אסור, ואם לא נתכוון, אומנם שרי. אין שם בכסף משנה, דבויכין לבובויס, הוא יודע. זאת אומרת, Rashi means this: the guy's not Mizbayish because he's used to this name. It's Dosh Bei Bishmei. He's used to the name, but b'chol zot, you're not allowed to call him by this name if your kavana was lachlimoy, because he was miskavin lebayish. But if he wasn't miskavin lebayish, so even though the guy is not embarrassed, but your kavana was to embarrass, it's a very big avera. And if you weren't miskavin, then it's mutter to be mivayish. It's mutter, and the Kesef Mishnah says God knows. God is able to look into the human heart, and He knows. And in the Dina D'Chaye, he asks, why does the Rambam omit this chiddush? Why does the Rambam omit this chiddush? That if he wasn't miskavin the baya, in other words, if it was. That even though he's not embarrassed, even though ain't pun of mislavnos, like Rashi writes, your kavana was to embarrass him, and therefore it's aser. So that's a nice thing for the Rambam to tell us. Why doesn't the Rambam tell us what the Gemara says according to Rashi? So the case of the Mishnah asserts that das haramim shelok Rashi, and if one is dosh, one is used to this name, so you're right, ain't pun of mislavnim, but he's still mizbayish. And therefore it's Aser. And a memel is included in what the Rambam says, Sha Aser Bikinui. Sheboshbo, the Mashmakol Busha Shehi. So the Rambam doesn't hold that he wasn't embarrassed. The Rambam holds on to him where he was embarrassed. That's what the Rambam says over here. That Velo Yikro Lo B'Shem Shehu Bosh Mimenu. He has to have Busha from him. So the Rambam doesn't write Rashi's Chiddush because the Rambam doesn't subscribe to Rashi's Chiddush. That's a good reason. So, and that's why when the Rambam says, any kinu sheboshbo, mashma kol bushu, and so writes the Shita Mekubetzim, Babam Tzibah Shem Rabbeinu Yonason, that it's any, and that there is a busha, Tur Shulchan Achol Shem Mishpatzim and Reish Chav Ches. So that's also Da'as HaRambam L'chayr, that if the person was Mizbayish. So it's Aser. As long as the person was Mizbayish, it's us. If you could call him a nickname. Aval. Ha'anachnu lo siyamnu. Adayin sor chiyun. Dimimon of shach. Im dina gemore bebob mitziya dafnun chesel mubbeis. Eina b'chol boishis rak minislav mupon of kol amal sheinu ilu migehenam. Umayish nahai boishis demachan Hashem lechaveroi. She'af al pi shaloi nislav lupon of. Eina oile. In other words, if the din of the Gemara is only talking about when it's nislab nupan of dafka, in other words, hamal pnei chaver barabim, is dafka embarrassed him, his face turned white, and such a person doesn't go up from Gehenna. So why by boishes do we say that if one is mechan Hashem lechavero and he embarrasses him in that way, even though there's no libun pan habanas panav, even though he didn't get embarrassed, you don't go up from Gehenna. Maishna. In other words, what's the difference? Why normally you have to be mal b'nei chavero, and a mechan Hashem lechavero is even without mal b'nei chavero? What's the difference? Both cases you're hurting someone's feelings. So why in general do you have to mamish be mal b'nei chavero, and literally the blood draws from his face, whereas in the regular in this case of mechan Hashem lechavero, you don't need that. And if you want to say mal b'nei chavero is lav dafka, meaning that any embarrassment is aser, even if it's not ma'am p'nei chavero, then what's the difference between that and a mechan Hashem lechavero? In both cases, you're causing tzar. So, if ma'am p'nei chavero is dafka, then why is mechan Hashem lechavero even without ma'am p'nei? Why is there a special issue there? And if ma'am p'nei chavero is lav dafka, then what's the difference between that and a mechan Hashem lechavero? In both of them, you're causing embusha, causing tzar. So, hadjuk sagamar l'duchte. So, yeah, so mechan halma hanu ma'am. So then the Gemara's Kasha comes back that it's the same thing. Shebacham album called Biyush, any embarrassment? Begam b'dash bei b'shmei mizbayish, even if you're dash bei b'shmei. And then what's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is Machayna Hanu Malbim, Avagav de Dash Bebishme. Even though he's used to it. It's the same thing. Machayna's Malbim. But even though he's used to it. So according to the Rambam, he's still having tsar. So if Malbim Echaver was Lav Dafka Malbim, any tsar, then it's still the same thing as Machana Shem Lechavero. In both cases, there's Tsar. Ish Rambam, Bilochus Tshuve, Bipere Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet, Shetzarich Harbe Iyun. Rambam Sham Kotev, She Ish Averot, Sharogil Behem, Amru Chachamim Shein Lachelik Lailam Habu. There's certain Averis that a person does, if he's used to doing them, he's not Chelik in Olam Habu, and here they are. When those ones chelik in olam haba, hamechana shem lachaveroi, vehakore lachaveroi bikinuyov, vehamal bim pinei chaveroi berabim. What are they? I'll tell you what they are. You could give your friend a nickname, an embarrassing nickname. You call him by the nickname, and you embarrass him in public. So the Kesef Mishnah there writes that the mechana is the first one. Mechana Shem Lechaver was the first guy. And Korei B'Kinuyo, the Rambam says, Vaiter, you're Korei B'Kinuyo, that's the second guy. And that's the Dosh Bei B'Shmei. That's what the Gemara says. Dosh Bei B'Shmei is already used to it. It's also Asa. Also En Lechelek Le'elam Haba. So we have a number of kashas here on this Rambam. Number one, why does the Rambam write Mechana on the first guy when he's Chayiv even when he's not the first guy? The Gemara says Mechana Hainu Malbim. So Mechana is Korei Lechaver V'Chin Kinuya, right? Mechana Shem L'Chaver, you call him by this nickname. So what's the chilik between the first guy and the rest and everybody else? They're both Aser. What's the difference the first guy and everybody else? According to the Rambam, they're both Aser and Lechelik L'Olam Haba. So why there are two distinct categories? And we also have to understand, if Mechana is the first guy, so we see in the Gemara says, Mechana, Hainu Malbim. Mechana is, when you give him a nickname, it's the same as embarrassing him. So now we have the Kasha of the Gemara and the Rambam. Why does the Rambam write Mechana and also Malbim? Mechana Hainu Malbim. In other words, Mechana is Mechana Shem Lechaveru, and then Korei Lechaveru B'Kinuyov is Malbim. It's the same thing. V'chein Tzarich Biyu, so it's the same thing. So why does the Rambam write both? Mechana Hainu Malbim. The Mechana Shem Lechaveru is the same as Malbim, is the same as Korei Lechaveru B'Kinuyov. V'chein tzarich biyur d'menale la'rambam d'kari b'kinuyah v'en lo chelek l'olam haba. The Rambam says a chiddush. You call a guy by his nickname, you lose your chelek in olam haba. Where does the Rambam get that from? So if he gets it from the fact that it says in the Gemara Dash Bei B'Shmei, the Gemara says that if he's used to this nickname, you're still not allowed to call him by this name. Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that he loses Chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara's not talking about Chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says that he's not Olam Gehenim. Not that he loses Chelek in Olam Haba. Ain't Olam Gehenim. You can ask me, how is it possible? Ain't Olam Gehenim, but he still has a Chelek in Olam Haba. So, in the Gemara there, it also mentions Eishes Baal Eishes Ish. And you see in Tosis there, Dibur Maschil Chutz, and Saita Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Hita Tzudenu, that if a person's Baal Eish Asis, he's a Chelek in Olam Haba. So you see, Yorad V'Gehenna Vein Oila, it doesn't mean you don't get a Chelek in Olam Haba. And the Rambam doesn't mention Baal Eish HaSish among those that have no chelek in Olam Haba. Because that's not what the sugya is talking about. The sugya says they go down to Gehenna, they don't come up. But it doesn't say in lo chelek Olam Haba, and Taka Eish HaSish has a chelek in Olam Haba. So how does the Rambam then know that if you call his friend by his nickname, you call someone by his nickname, you lose a chelek in Olam Haba? Where does the Rambam get that from? The Kesef Mishnah talks about it. We also have to understand, steam is divrei Rambam. Shelo kasab b'mechana shem b'rabim dafka. So it's mashma, it's not dafka, you call him a nickname in public, anywhere. Umevaza t'min acham v'rabosav, the Rambam writes there, it's talking about when there's no mal p'nei chaver b'rabim. But there's no mal p'nei chavero. Because otherwise it's also with every person. So it's shelo b'rabim. Shirak mishum tamat chacham v'rabosav chayiv. So when the Rambam talks about Mechane, the Rambam is talking Shalo B'Rabim, and just like when the Rambam talks about being Mevazei to Menachem B'Rabosev, there it can't be talking about where he does it B'Rabim or even when he's Mal B'nei Chavera, because he's Chayv and every person Mal B'nei Chavera. So therefore the Rambam is telling us that it's even Shalo B'Rabim. Even Shalo B'Rabim he's Chayv. Because if it's Mal B'nei Chavera B'Rabim, so then he's Chayv Mal B'nei Chavera B'Rabim, you don't have to come on to Tamar Chacham. So it must be talking about even B'Yachid, even in private. And the same then would apply to a Machan Hashem L'Chaver B'Kor B'Kinuya. It's even in private. And if that's the case, then what's the Gemara's Kasha in Bava Metzia Nuches Hamid Beis, that Malbim Hainu B'Machan Hainu Malbim, it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Malbim is B'Rabim. And Machan is B'Yachid. Again, Mestim is to be a Ramam. Machan is B'Yachid. So if Machan is B'Yachid, so don't see Machan and Malbim. And there's a big difference between Mechan and Malbim. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Mechan and Malbim are the same thing. They're not. Mechan is Barab, Malbim is Barabim, Mechan is Biyachid. The nickname is even Biyachid, even in private. And Malbim Nechaver was only Barabim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha B'chla? So sweet friends, we have our work cut out for us. And I ask you to please stay tuned. And in the next year, we finished in Sidrat HaKushiyot, and you have it Zekushe. משקיעים קרוב לחצי שעה רק להקשות קושיות. לפעמים יש לנו שני שיעורים מאשר קושיות. הפעם אנחנו עושים קצת הנחה. For better or for worse, and we only have one share of cashes. But in the next segment, we will begin our resolution, and we will see Niflois for Baisai. Niflois, Niflois. Azar hisharu imanu, ואני מודה לכם מאוד. שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.